bondage to the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Janice Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Janice Jackson Ministries website. That's at www.janicejacksonministries.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Other than your host, Pastor Jay, coming to you live from Houston, Texas. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. We're not going to prolong the time. We're just going to get this show started with a little bit of It'll Be All Right by Joe Mack right here on My Gospel.
I may not understand everything about the master's plan.
Why do we seem to lose the people that we need most? Why sin? Why hurt? Why am I saying that I love him when I'm rolling in the dirt? Why I gotta work 7 days a week? Don't they know I got church and plus I need some sleep? Man, I feel beat when the bill comes. We can't pay him, so the phone rings, I'm hanging up. Like I'm hanging from a noose, and the news on the TV got me singing the blues. What I'm supposed to do, huh? I know the answer is there, but I'm just trying to find somebody who cares. Does anybody care? I need a real word. Without a real solution, I can be a real jerk. I'm feeling real hurt, and I don't know what to say. I guess it's time I bow my head to pray. I need you every day. I may not understand anything about the master's plan, but I know we're gonna be alright. I know we're gonna be alright. Alright. Progress. I dream to pray more, and so I worry less. Worry less about the issues in my past. And the fact is, if I can't pay him this week, then they'll be calling back. Now I'm picking up the phone, and my tone is an end of the world, cause the world ends, I'm going home. I'm not alone, I'm not ashamed, I am not doomed. Shoot, I'm saved. The grave couldn't hold it down, so I walk around town with my head down and stupid down. I went and caught me a smile, proudly displayed the gap in my grill. I'm feeling better now. I'm a child of the king and a blessed man. Struggle still come, but I'm the best man. With the job I'm facing all of my fears, I know that God is working it for my good, cause I belong to him. I may not understand anything about the master's plan, but I know we're gonna be alright. I know we're gonna be alright. Alright. I won't have answers for everything I want to know when more, that's for sure. We're gonna be alright. I know we're gonna be alright. Be alright. I may not understand everything about the master's plan, but I know we're gonna be alright. I know we're gonna be alright. Alright. I won't have answers for everything I want to know when more, that's for sure. We're gonna be alright. I know we're gonna be alright. Gonna be alright.
Welcome back. Welcome back. That was Joe. Like I said, it's alright. Sometimes you just got to hear it. Just hear it. You know it's gonna be right. But sometimes you need to call somebody. You got to hear it. It's gonna be alright. I know sometimes it's just all out of whack and you feel like you can't get a hold of what you get a hold of. I'm just telling you to everything. If you want to listen to doctor. He is so awesome. Amy, hallelujah. Let's play this poem. Now, I had the opportunity to talk to his voice right here on my gospel soul just last week, and she blessed our spirit. Tell about her. What's true right here?
Satan lied to me. He told me I was too fat. But God said, even my flowers are different. I made you like that. Satan lied to me. He told me I was ugly. But God said his creations are peculiar, and to him I am beauty. Satan lied to me. He said I was a loser and just dumb. But God said through me you are victorious, child. You've already won. Satan lied to me. He told me my voice sounded like a man, but God said your voice is essential to your purpose. It's part of my plan. There was a time I was having a serious identity crisis. Because of all the lies, I had become quite indecisive. What lies were you told about yourself? What fallacy has tried to rob you of your celestial wealth? What falsehood has the enemy tried to make you take ownership to? What painful blow tried to take God's light from you? What soul-shattering experience tried to end your life? What man made you feel unfit to be someone's wife? We've all been told lies by the enemy. Her, you, she, and me. For every lie you were told from year to year, for every time you cried one too many salty tears, God has a truth that proves to be the exact opposite to every perjury committed by the number one counterfeit. How many of you don't even know who you are, trying to reach your identity, but it seems so very far? Or do you see blurred images of who you were made to be, but you are appalled by the circumstance of your reality? I have news for every woman in this room today. There has been a list of lies Satan has formulated to stand in your way. But in spite of all the lies Satan has told, understand when the Most High made you, baby, he broke the mold. God said you are his chosen vessel. Indeed, it's true. Yet we have so many princesses standing in need of a breakthrough. Because the reflection they see in the mirror is weighed down by so many lies. Well, this is your moment of truth, and if you haven't already, it's time to rise. I need you to understand our Heavenly Father does not make trash, and your worth is far greater than any amount of cash. You are his child, the one and the only, no other in creation. You can search high and low from nation to nation. You just won't find anyone who is 100% exact. Listen to me well, because this is certainly a fact. You are a woman of God who has endured many a test. But sister girl, I need you to understand you are blessed. You are the personification of his glory and deeply loved. You were chosen long ago by our Heavenly Father above. It's time to get real with God, because he's always been real with you. There is an anointed reality that every woman either has or needs to come to. Self-help books, yoga, or paying someone to fix your life just won't do it. I promise all you ever need is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Get in your prayer closet, lay on your face, and spend time worshiping our Lord and Savior. It's time to let it sink in, sis. You are of a royal priesthood covered in favor. And for my sisters who know who you are, don't hold on to your truth. Please tell someone about it. Be the Naomi that teaches and nurtures Ruth. Don't commit the sin of silence and hold back on the glory of God of your life. Tell your sister, daughter, cousin how God came and freed you from your stripe. Tell of your ratchet days and how you never thought you'd make it out. Give your real testimony. I'm talking about the ones that make the saints shout. I'm talking about the one that had you trapped in sin. I'm talking about the one that kept you so long from letting God all the way in. It's time to be real with our sisters sitting on the buses or in them pews. Let them know you wasn't born with them hats on or them church shoes. Let them know how God himself turned it all around. Like the woman at the well who met Jesus and was no longer bound. I tell you, there is an overflow of greatness that flows in us. I say this without a doubt. Yet the activation is the word of God. His two-edged sword will always work it out. And if you don't like to read, or you find yourself falling asleep by the third verse, then when you pray about God's word, ask him to increase your hunger and your thirst. I promise it's God's perfect will, and he will surely grant your request. Ask and you'll receive. Seek and you will find. Knock. Well, y'all know the rest. Years ago, I asked God for an increase, and surely it was on the way. Because now my spirit yearns for the word of God every single day. We are here, one for another, in representation of God's kingdom on earth. We are ordained to be his daughters before the day of our birth. Sisters, let's stand on the rock that has always been called Jesus. We are the apples of God's eye. I promise you he sees us. We are blessed women of God. He is the superhero who came to save our life. So ask him to order your steps and give yourself back to him as a holy sacrifice.
Welcome back. That was This Christmas. There we go, Pastor Jay. Listen, I have enjoyed myself on God is. He good. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, his name remains worthy to be praised. And I want you to know that a lot of people are lonely. But I don't want you out there tripping. Understand. And you just think of the goodness of God. And then, now let me go here. It says, if you want friends, go ahead and make yourself friendly. Now, I want you to understand this one thing. You can make yourself friendly all day long. It ain't until God sends the right group be around you that you will get the, you know, you will get what you need. All right. So just be calm, calm down. Love you, do you. Go around family this holiday season. Make sure you love on them and let them know just how awesome they are to you, and do what you need to do. Don't be lonely. I know a lot of folks are saying, well, I want a boyfriend, I need a man and all this kind of can all. Listen, do what you, listen, be you, be confident and be bold in you. Come on, accept you and then love like you know how to love. Don't treat others like they treat you. Eh? All right? Be you. Come on. All right. You're listening to my gospel. So, we're going to get here. Let's see. There's some stuff on the playlist. But I'm going to go ahead and play a little bit by Q Stone. You know, I love it. I love it. Be free.
Right now,
I got God in my life, so my soul feel right.
So my soul.
Yeah.
coming home for Christmas, for Christmas.
Together, but this time I'm coming home with my arms full of gifts and treat you like a queen. Rub your back, kiss your lips, make every one of your dreams come true. Just wait and see, boo. Woo woo. I've been having so from being gone so far from you, shorty. Can I get a kiss and everything I miss? You're so fine and so sweet. Please, honey, please believe I'm coming on.
So everybody can hear. Countdown for Christmas. I turn on my my family's music and I have opened up for time. Wanted to say it, send a shout out to everybody that's on my Facebook Live right now. I want you to know that you can tune in at 347-829-4224 and listen to the show live. We got about, but you also go to blogtalkradio.com/mygospelsoul and listen to the show I already got lined up. I got shows in the archives, plenty of things to listen to. You know, if you want to listen to Word, if you want to listen to 219 The Talk and all that good stuff, go ahead and click on which show you want to hear. I'm telling you, we got something for everybody. Testimonies, we got poetry, we got all kinds of stuff going on with My Gospel Soul. One thing I want everybody to remember is to make sure that you come out to the storehouse. Come out to the storehouse and check out what we have. We are a thrift store, retail shop, and we have some good stuff, y'all. This ain't no rinky-dink thrift store. Come on. Come on out and get some good finds and all that good stuff. And we just welcome you all out. If you would like to be a guest on our show, all you got to do is get in contact with me at mygospelsoul@live.com. That's right. Email me a bio, 3 pictures of you that's good. And why you want to be on the show. And then guess what? I will get in contact with you. And guess what? You've been right here with me on Facebook Live. It's all good. I want you to know that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with all things are possible. Who cares? God cares. He cares all about you. Don't forget it.
Breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me.